Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, and this is Soul Chaser, stories with a message. Today's story, it's about applying God's love. It's called Petroleum Jelly Jar. I wear hearing aids, a direct result of having grown up with rock and roll music. I had big loudspeakers in my dorm room at college, and they were often cranked to full volume. The louder, the better. I still carry that creed. But now, for a different reason. The truth is, I simply can't hear much at lower decibels. This pains me most when my young children are relating something of importance to me, and I have to ask them to repeat the message, sometimes more than once. Recently, I had a hearing loss episode with my son, Rory. He was fresh out of bed, and he had thumped down the stairs and dragged his blanket across the living room on into the kitchen, which is where I sat with my laptop at the counter. He made a few efforts to get my attention, and then finally he resorted to climbing up the stool that I was perched on and proceeding to put his face between me and the computer screen. He had my attention. "What is it, son?" I asked. "I love you, Dada," he said with a grin that could easily melt an iceberg. I gathered my child into my arms and tickled him silly. I told him I loved him. "I know," he replied. "How do you know that your daddy loves you?" I asked the question, and Rory pondered his answer. Finally, he spoke and pointed at something on the counter. This was where my hearing loss came into play. I just could not comprehend his answer to my question. He was earnestly attempting to reply, but we were both becoming frustrated with the long process. I just could not hear his shy response. Finally, he gestured, directing my focus to some things on the counter. He was pointing squarely at a jar of petroleum jelly. "Vaseline? Every home has some, somewhere. It's good for dry skin or chapped lips, but I couldn't imagine what it had to do with my question. How do you know Daddy loves you?" I'm not sure Rory realized what he was up to either, but he insisted that the Vaseline container held the answer. I picked up the small canister and held it for Rory. Why was he so intent on showing this to me? He pointed to the label, directly at the printed words that read, "Apply as needed." Now, Rory can't read yet, and I'm certain he was unable to understand the message. But it came through loud and clear to me. The Bible tells us that love is patient and kind. We all need patience and kindness. Every three-year-old knows that. The question, then, is for me, do I apply love as it is needed? That question is one that I can carry with me into almost any circumstance. The Bible also tells us exactly what the tub of petroleum jelly stated. How do we know God loves us? He demonstrated love. He applied it as needed, in the life and death of his son Jesus. We needed our sins forgiven. We needed a clean slate. He lovingly applied the solution, and with it, he gave us the responsibility of applying love wherever we see a need for patience, kindness, gentleness, forgiveness. You know the drill. Love applied softens chapped, dry hearts. It's right there on the label.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.